Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast designed to give you, the security solution provider, information and ideas to grow your business. I'm Jane Wright, and it's great to have you with us. Data loss prevention implementations are often complex, time-consuming, and difficult to manage. For security solution providers, a data loss prevention, or DLP, project raises a lot of questions. What's the best implementation strategy? Is it best to seek a quick win, even with limited functionality? How can you frame success early on and then work toward achieving that outcome? And what should the solution provider do if the DLP product uncovers disturbing or unethical employee activity? How do you break that news to your customer? To answer these questions, I'm on site at the office of Towerwall Inc. in Framingham, Massachusetts. Towerwall provides information, network, and internet security and policy management products and services to customers throughout New England, as well as Texas, Virginia, and the Caribbean. I'm talking to Michelle Drolet, CEO and co-founder of Towerwall. Michelle, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle, when customers call on you to help them with DLP, how does that conversation begin? Is it because they've just experienced a serious breach, or is it usually more of a proactive step?
It could be both. What we find sometimes is that the reason why they're going and moving forward is because they've had an incident. But a lot of organizations now, because of compliance, need to proactively go after DLP solutions.
So they've called you in to talk about DLP. Where do you start? Do you go in with some DLP products in mind, or do you approach it primarily as a service sale?
We look at it more from a service side than a product side. Obviously, you need the products, but people need to understand what they need to protect before you could actually deploy DLP.
How do you help the customers to determine what data they need to protect?
We actually have created a data classification program to help assist deploying DLP.
Oh, tell us more about that data classification program.
So what we do is we have both a technology initiative as well as a hands-on initiative where we actually go on site and help map out processes.
Is it automated, and do you have templates you've designed to do that?
We have an automated tool to go out and find the different data, but we also have manual process with questionnaires and mapping on where the information flow goes and what needs to be protected.
And how long does the data classification part generally last?
Depending on how many processes an organization has, it could be anywhere from a day or 2 day engagement with a day or two of reporting to an engagement that could last, 3 to 4 weeks, potentially longer.
So how much training do your consultants go through before they can conduct this data classification program with a customer?
I actually only hire senior engineers. So the person that actually built out this program came from the industry, and so she actually brought the program to us.
Once the data classification program is completed, do most customers move forward and install a DLP product?
Yes, what we're finding is that once they've made a commitment to the data classification, they've made a commitment to the DLP project.
When a customer decides to install the DLP product to protect the data that they've identified in your classification program, which vendors and products do you offer to them?
We work with three different technologies. We work with SafeEnd, we work with WebSense, and we work with Trend Micro.
And how do you compare those three for your customers or for your own business?
We have had a lot of success with the SafeEnd product DLP because it's endpoint, and so it really has a lot of audit control built into it, and we find that that is much easier for the organization or customer to be able to manage than a fingerprinting type technology.
Do customers usually start out with big plans to protect all their data, or do you recommend they start with just a portion for a quick fix of most serious vulnerabilities?
What we typically recommend is actually just going in audit mode and just watching what things are happening. I mean, looking and figuring out what's going where, who's doing what, before you start putting anything and locking anything down.
Why do DLP implementations have a reputation for being problematic?
Organizations try to throw technology at an issue, and you can't do that. You really need to go through the steps. You need to understand what you want to protect, what data is important to you, and then implement the technology. You can't do the cart before the horse.
Do customers resist that, though? Do they want to just hurry forward to a solution right away?
We don't let them. And we have seen organizations where we've come in after the fact because of the dismal project planning, for the dismal implementation plan for DLP, because organizations didn't know what they needed to protect. And so, again, it can be a real slippery slope where it's a never-ending project, and it can cost organizations hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I can tell you they won't be your customer at the end.
What level in the customer's organization do you usually talk to about DLP? Is it usually the IT department or more of a business manager?
Depends on the organization. That's a really good question, because depending on the organization, it could be coming from audit, or it could be coming from the C-level, CIO, CFO level of the organization, or it could be coming from information security manager.
Another concern for security solution providers is how the customer will measure the success of their DLP implementation. How do you frame success early on so the customer can say their data is now reasonably protected?
We look at success criteria prior to even starting the project. So what is their use case? What data needs to be protected? And is it your Social Security number? Is it your bank account number? Is it, PI data? Is it, HIPAA data? Is it whatever it is? Is it some intellectual property that needs to be protected? What are the three things that, if we could say, we know that this information is not going to get out of this company or this organization, except for maybe having somebody write it down on a piece of paper, we have had success.
Have you ever had a situation where the DLP product discovered something disturbing or unethical, such as an employee sending intellectual data to a competitor? How do you break the bad news to the executive you're working with?
We were brought in because they thought an employee was doing just that, where he was actually taking code and wrapping it up and sending it out via Google or Gmail, and had left. And so we actually had put the DLP in place so that they had all the forensics evidence, so when he did leave that they had it, and then he was arrested.
Michelle Drolet, CEO and co-founder of Tarawall, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in an upcoming edition of Patrolling the Channel, let us know. You can email us at editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. That's editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. And don't forget to check out our entire podcast archive. Just search for Patrolling the Channel. Until next time, I'm Jane Wright.